Hello? Good evening.
Hello?
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
Wait. Tell me what this is all about.
Well, the survey is mainly about the upcoming elections and some polls that will be included.
Okay, so these are for local elections?
This is for Grand Traverse County.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, and thank you so much for taking my call. Like I was asking, sir, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thinking ahead, which of the following describes best how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislator, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
Definitely.
What is your age?
73.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Oh, boy. That's such a broad question. There's certain things you're doing that they should, you know. I can't answer that, really. I don't mean.
Okay, you know. No problem. We'll go to the next one. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called a proposal for non-motorized trails, LASH, and the ballot reads, show the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to improve funding for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancement of a non-motorized trail within the county. This melange will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
I probably would lean yes.
Definitely yes or probably yes?
Probably yes. I'd have to get into it more, find out more about it. But I'm leaning that way.
Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, we will now ask you again about this proposal in a more simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or no against the proposal?
Yeah, I do yes, okay.
Definitely yes or probably?
Yeah, definitely. Let's just go to the next one. I'm watching a baseball game. So.
Now, okay. Now, if you knew that the proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years.
How much?
$90 per year for the next 10 years. Would you vote yes on this proposal or no?
Oh, gosh. Taxes are going up. I'd still probably go yes.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. As
and you don't have to rephrase that for me, okay? It's going to always be a probably.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year.
I thought we already did this, man. I mean, I already said probably.
Oh, no, this is a different section, sir. I am required to read verbatim. I cannot skip any of these questions that they're asking.
How long? Okay, let me tell you.
I have to read them all.
Okay, and, how long is this going to go on for?
Oh, another 10 minutes. But I can read a lot faster for you.
No, I
really don't want your opinions to go to waste.